are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How's it going? Hold on, I'm playing with my feed. How's that, Justin? I'm playing with my feed. You know how you're not supposed to play with your food? My parents always said, quit playing with your food. Well, as a radio host, I always have to play with my feed. It's an industry term, people. Keep it clean. Come on. Feet. Okay, feet. There. Play with my feet. You know, a lot of you guys listen to the show, and I'm so blown away by why. I appreciate it. I really, really do. But, you know, I really kind of get the heebie-jeebies when a doctor listens to my show. Now, apparently there's a lot of doctors that listen, and I always get nervous. You know, you get nervous when your colleagues listen, right? Because your colleagues usually know more about a subject than you do, and you're all freaked out that they're going to want to take your job. Yeah. No, I was listening to KLUC in the morning, with Chet Buchanan. Huge fan of all the morning shows, because ever since I was in high school back in Vegas, I used to listen 98.5, and I got a whole bunch of texts yesterday that they need a doctor come on and answer. And I guess I had to follow another doctor that really sounded doctorly. I was like, oh no, this is not gonna fly. This doctor, he puts his initials RT. Let me just read this to you, okay? RT writes, I'm a family physician just like you who has been forced to close their practice. Now, I haven't been forced to close my practice. I think he just means, just like me, a family physician. I don't want to close my practice, but I can't keep my doors open to Obamacare. You're very savvy when it comes to business. Any last minute advice? You know, more and more people using that word savvy. I love that word savvy. And I love the word robust. I was watching the Veep rerun, so I love the word robust. When a doctor asks me for help, things must be really bad. Things must be really, really bad out there. Now, and I usually don't sit here and use my show to talk about the doctor's plights, because you guys want to hear what's relevant to you. And yeah, doctors going out of business are relevant, but you know, you'd rather hear about, well, what do I do? You know, what do I do for my family? You know, how do I take care of my kids? But you know, I do have to, you know, understand that I do have a whole variety of listeners. So let me just, you know, just for a quick couple minutes, let me give some doctors some advice out there on what to do with Obamacare. And some of you are like, okay, wait a second, really? Closing their office? How dramatic? Please, no, okay? No one's being overly dramatic. Now, do you have to close your practice down because of Obamacare? No, you probably don't have to close it down. But if you need to downsize and get yourself a one-room clinic, you may have to do that. I mean, there is no way I am going to stop practicing medicine. If it gets to the point where there is absolutely no income, I will then work out of my house like that Growing Pains guy whose kid danced with Miley Cyrus and twerked up a storm. I mean, I could convert the garage. Isn't it tax deductible, right? You just convert the garage into a medical clinic, make sure OSHA, you know, thinks it's okay, and CLIA and all that. I mean, I don't think I would ever just stop practicing and go out of business. Now, I understand you get to an age where you have to retire. I get that, you know, but nowadays, you know, if God willing, we're living till we're 90. I don't know how many years of savings you could even consider saving up without, you know, without hoping that Medicare and Social Security exist for you later. So what I would probably do is downsize like crazy, if you still want to practice medicine, and have the lowest amount of overhead possible. For those of you trying to wonder why doctors are crying themselves a pity party, I had another patient, again, upset that they have to come in and see the doctor when they would rather just do everything over the phone or through their house. And I don't know what to tell you. You know, my specialist copay went up to $75. I don't have $75 to see a doctor that I used to be able to see for $10. This really does blow. I get it, guys. I really get it. I don't blame you for not wanting to go to the doctor. That stinks. $75, $50 copays. These are ridiculous. Remember when you could buy groceries for $50? Remember I told you guys, don't make me tell you my $6 for the week of groceries, how I lived on $6 for the week. Don't make me go through that story, because I'll tell you. You know I will. So, you know, patients would rather just, you know, get a lab slip, go and do blood work, go along their merry way, call in for their blood results. Nurse tells them the blood results, or the doctor gets on the phone. Then they know what to do. 3 months, come back, do blood work. You could very easily practice medicine, never seeing the patient. But you have doctors that have to close down their doors. Then maybe just don't have a door. Figure out some way. I mean, this is a last-minute ditch effort. Okay, we're all turning into doc-in-the-boxes now. Where you have, you know what's a good idea for some of you doctors out there is you rent a room a couple days a week out of somebody else's office. You know, if your patients just want phone medicine and they can't afford to come in and you don't want to lose them, but you also want to still practice, maybe rent a room out of some doctor's office a couple days a week. See them and then do everything over the phone. Is there anything to protect you liability-wise? No. But, I mean, if you're looking at a last-ditch effort because, you know, these people can't afford to go to the doctor, that's probably one of the last things you could do. But you don't have to have a building. You don't have to have overhead. You don't have to have 10 nurses. You don't have to have an x-ray machine. It stinks because, you know, I love the fact that you guys are employing nurses, you know, and employing staff. But maybe you could do that. But, I mean, I'm really seeing a lot of creative type of office planning and structure where people are sharing offices and splitting hours and they're only there Monday, Wednesday, Friday. It makes it harder on the average patient, but the average patient can't afford now to go to the doctor. That's where we're at. I am right now at 70% uninsured. 70% of my patients have no insurance at all. And I don't know how to practice medicine without making a mistake, you know, over the phone, you know, and then God forbid getting sued, losing my license. I mean, I want to see you. I want to touch you. I want to see what's going on. Right? And I need to be available for other patients. So, you know, I can't do everything for free. But there will be a time when I'm going to probably have to close my practice down. It's going to be sad. It really is. All right. But any other, you know, advice? I know that probably wasn't the best advice. But keep writing. I love the fact that you guys are writing me. DrDahlia.com. DrDahlia.com. Open up the phone lines. Let's take your medical questions, comments, concerns. 1-877-DocDahlia. 1-877-DocDahlia.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Justin, who is working the dials. Yeah, we got Justin. I know there's so many men. Woo-hoo, so many men running around the place. Yeah, it's Justin. Woo. Yeah, handsome. Justin's working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. Follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We're on iHeartRadio and a variety of other affiliates. So please, please tune in. There's really no excuse for you guys to miss it. There's also no excuse for any of you who live in Las Vegas to miss our health fair that we're going to be putting on the KDWN, Dr. Dahlia Show, Phoenix Pharmacy, AAUW, United Blood Services, Leukemia and Lymphoma Society Health Fair. April 5th, it's going to be 10 to 2 in the Phoenix Pharmacy parking lot. I know a lot of you guys are listening nationally, but if you are in Vegas, April 5th, come on down, donate blood. We're going to have food and prizes and raffle prizes and lots of cool information. You'll get to meet me. I'm going to be doing my show live, and then I'm going to be hanging out, giving everybody hugs and kisses and whatever. No grabbing, please. No grabbing and no groping. So it's going to be a real, real good day. And, of course, we're collecting donations for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Leukemia and Lymphoma Society raises money and helps fund research to help fight blood cancers and helps patients and their kids pay for medical treatments for their cancer. As we talk about people people being uninsured and how we're coming into a very, very scary time in healthcare. It takes private organizations such as ours to raise money and help get these people's pays, treatments paid for. Many of you guys who I have diagnosed with blood cancer, I have referred to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and you've all told me that you have been able to receive help. So it is a phenomenal resource out there. We probably should do that. One of these days, talk about where you can go if you need help. As for blood cancer, absolutely. Leukemia and Lymphoma, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. But the reason why they exist is because there's people out there like you donating. And people like me driving you guys crazy to donate. The kickoff campaign starts next Friday, I believe, March 21st. But before I start asking you guys individually to give up a dollar or two, or $5 or whatever you could do, I am going to need any companies out there to email me, get a hold of me, and see what you can do about being a sponsor for our 10-week campaign. Got a lot of fun stuff we got planned. Love to have you guys involved. We're definitely going to promote you and give thanks to who really, really deserve thanks to help these kids fight their cancer and adults get the treatment they deserve. Okay, now, you know, we were talking about, before we get to some medical stories, a doctor who asked me for some help because he's about to close down his practice, just can't do it. You know, patient copays, things like that. My good buddy Gary writes about, I love you, Gary. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to use your last name. He said we should have mobile docs using an RV or a remodeled for an office. You know, he's right. I mean, these RVs, especially that has a bathroom in it, you could really do that. You know, I mean, that's another idea. Remodel an RV. I mean, think about it. Many of us doctors are losing our homes anyway. You might as well live where you work. And we could do an RV. You could drive around, dock in the box. Okay? This was an interesting email, though, I need to read to you guys. Yoon writes, Dahlia, my doctor bleeds himself. I think she means my husband. My husband bleeds himself to lower his blood pressure. I something himself and, oh, he cuts himself and sits in a chair and bleeds. Then he checks his blood pressure and it's down. He's been doing this for years, she writes, since he lost his insurance. Should I be worried? But then why does it work? We got somebody out there. This is horrible. We got somebody out there actually cutting himself, sitting there bleeding to lower his blood pressure. Come on, people. This is 2014. No. You can't just bleed yourself out to lower your blood pressure. Okay. If it's working, if somebody sitting there bleeding is working, yeah. Okay. I mean, he's probably, you know, trying to become hypovolemic. That's pretty scary stuff. I would just call an ambulance every time he cuts himself. That just is weird. But you know what? There's a few things that come to mind when I hear something like this is happening. Okay. First and foremost, maybe he is losing a significant amount of blood, and that's why his blood pressure is dropping. Yeah, okay, that could work. All right, but that is one of the stupidest ways, I'm sorry, I've ever heard anybody try to lower the blood pressure. I mean, that's really, really dumb. Really, really dumb. I mean, doesn't Walmart Pharmacy have like a $4 or $7 list where you guys could get blood pressure medicine? I know Phoenix Pharmacy in Las Vegas has good cash discounts. I mean, there's pharmacies that have cash discounts, Walgreens, etc., for medication. You know, I understand going to the doctor is the expensive part, but still, there should be something better and easier to do than bleeding yourself out. If this is working, either A, he's losing a significant amount of blood, or if it's a small amount of blood, maybe the fact that he's sitting in a chair and sitting there for, I don't know, a half hour or whatever, relaxation, meditation. You know, some people, they do meditate themselves to get their blood pressure down. I really believe in meditation. I just don't have time to do it. I mean, I don't have 5 minutes to go to the bathroom, let alone, you know, to meditate. You know, I mean, it takes, you know, an act of God to pray. You know, I mean, and I get my prayers in, but not as long as I should. And so, maybe the reason why it's working is because he's actually sitting there in a chair. He's relaxing. You know, we tell a lot of our truckers, you know, before you go in for your CDL blood pressure check, make sure you go in there relaxed. Don't go in there racing to the doctor late. Don't go in there pounding your cup of coffee or your Red Bull. You relax, etc. Don't be bleeding yourself out by any means. Then there was another concern. If somebody keeps cutting themselves, Yeah, and they think, you know, suicidal. But, I mean, if they're cutting themselves as a treatment, you know, sometimes you do have certain psychological conditions where people like the feel of a cut. They do. I don't know if it's so much Munchausen's, but, you know, those are people where, I mean, because, again, he's doing this to be therapeutic. He's not doing this to hurt himself. But you do have people that pull out their hair, et cetera. There's a variety of different psychological conditions out there where people will hurt themselves. But you do have some people that like the feel of a cut. And, you know, maybe he's claiming that he's doing that to lower the blood pressure. I really don't know. That's a real pickle. I just get him some help because that's kind of, you know, messy and, you know, geez. Boy, that's tough. Leeches are cool. I don't know where you get leeches, and I don't really recommend in this day and age leeches. That's probably something I might have done in my past life, right? You know, if I was like a doctor back in the Middle Ages. You know, leeches would sit there and suck out blood. And the reason why people use leeches is because they found it to be therapeutic, mostly placebo. But they felt that you had bad humors within your body, and the leeches would help suck that out. But the idea of forcing somebody to sit, not that, you know, they did that for high blood pressure, but, you know, for anxiety and a variety of conditions, you having to sit for a period of time and do nothing, a lot of times you feel better. All right, but I don't really think we have to go to the leeches at this point in time. Let's talk about, speaking of time, let's talk about massage. They say that timing is key to massage's benefit for neck pain. Now, this is very interesting, okay? A lot of you say, you know, I go and get a massage, or my husband massages my neck, or my wife gives me a massage. Okay, I don't really want to know about the details of husband and wives giving each other massages, but from what I'm understanding, many massages end up going into other activities, and the actual massage isn't a therapeutically long massage. Well, according to study researcher, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. 1 hour sessions, 2 or 3 times a week appear to be the best, according to study researcher Karen Sherman, senior scientific investigator at Group Health Research Institute in Seattle. In the short term, 60 minutes of massage is better than 30, and you want to do multiple treatments a week for the first 4 weeks. Now, if any of you have that kind of time on your hands, you're already probably healthier than the average person, okay? 60 minutes of massage. You want to know why I hate massage? Because, no, it's not that I can't sit still. I could sit still. Throw in a Viggo Mortensen movie or a Michael Fassbender movie. I will watch that on a loop for hours. No, that's not a problem. My problem is massage hurts. Okay, me. It's great. It's therapeutic. I'm a huge fan of massage. Let me tell you. I mean, you guys go and do it. But for me, I'm very uncomfortable because I have a lot of trigger points, right, with my fibromyalgia, and they always know where they are, and they knead into them, and it's like, ow. Okay, so maybe I could do that for a good 8.5 seconds. But for me to lie down there for 60 minutes, now, if I let a masseuse do his magic, okay, or her magic, I probably would feel better, okay, but I just can't. I don't really have the time. I got things to see and people to do. I am just too busy. Her study, who tested the effects of a month of massage, is published in the March-April issue of the Annals of Family Medicine. Persistent neck pain, of course, comes from a variety of causes, car accidents, sleeping in awkward positions, using a very bad pillow, but also computer. Many of you guys have a weird, raked-up neck because of the way you guys look at the computer. So anyway, they did the study, they looked at the massage, etc., blah, 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 blah. Okay, hour-long massages a few times a week. Have at it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
I'm a walking in the rain.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. Cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4 herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We got Bob calling from San Diego. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Hi, Doctor. Good to talk to you again, I think. I was listening to you at 0300, okay, about 2 weeks ago. Okay, and you were talking about on the show. You were talking about it's not a good idea to kiss your dog, okay?
Yeah.
Do you remember that show? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
On the intro, I've got a dog sitting right here. Scree, down, down, boy, doctor. Anyway, on the intro for that show, are you okay? You're right at 3 in the morning. I can't even say what some of the stuff
let me just... I don't want my listeners getting mad. I love dogs, and I kiss my dogs and cats on the mouth all the time. But it's do as I say, not as I do. There was a study saying that's bad. But do I love dogs,
okay,
and do I love giving them juicy kisses? Absolutely. But that's either here or there. Okay,
anyway,
go ahead.
I'm using that as the frame of reference. Okay, at 3 in the morning, you did your intro, and you as one of the teases that you use, you talked about an injection that can be used into the knee as a replacement for surgery. Okay, brief history: I've had 2 meniscus surgeries in '92 and again in '01. Okay, and mm-hmm. off and on this left knee, I've had flare-ups, okay? I'll tweak it a little and I'll have a flare-up. But now I've got big-time flare-up. I can't hardly put any weight on it. Okay, and uh-oh. Advil is not working. Advil usually works for these minor things. And Bengay, the thing is, the pain has moved from one side of the knee. The pain had always been on the outside part of the knee, okay? And I'd put the Bengay mm-hmm. and take an Advil, let it go away. Now it's on the inside part of the knee, and I can almost put my finger right on it if I pressed on it. Okay, mm-hmm. is this injection thing something that's on the market now, or is that anything that's going to help me?
You know, it's very interesting. Okay, the injection that we were talking about was like in the end of February. I guess the FDA has approved a drug that was supposed to be very similar to the Synvisc. The Synvisc injections that they already have out there right now are multiple injections that are kind of like a pretend cartilage. And you do multiple injections, and it helps kind of, you know, lubricate the joints, and it acts like cartilage, even though it's not really cartilage. It's in a high... hyaluronic acid derivative. The Monovisc is supposed to be a single injection. Here's the thing. I don't know if that would be something we would give you during a flare-up. My first concern would be, why are you flaring up? Is it gout? Want to make sure there's not an infection. So you really want to qualify for any of the longer-term injections. You may qualify for like a steroid injection if you don't have an infection. Uh-huh. So, you know, they may just, uh-huh. you know, do a... a Medrol or Kenalog or Celestone sort of shot. So, but the fact that you can almost put your finger on it and you know where it hurts either makes me think of a bursitis, one of the little inflammatory sacs are inflamed, or you could have a meniscal tear in there. But the fact that you feel that localization, I'm thinking you got a little tear in there. And so it would be nice to see what an MRI looks like. So, yes, you may actually qualify if you've had multiple issues, as you've said, with your knee. Are you military, by the way?
I've had two of the surgeries for the meniscus. Maybe I'm out of meniscus now.
Yeah, you could be out of meniscus. Bob, were you military?
Yes, I was. Uh-huh.
You were. I could tell. God bless. You rock.
I called the VA number. I'm traveling right now. I'm in Kingman, okay? I'm in the San Diego VA, but I'm traveling right now. The nearest VA location, according to the 800 number, is in Prescott, Arizona.
Yeah, that's
okay. You don't have a VA in Vegas, then, right?
We do. I mean, we have a VA clinic. Absolutely, we do. I wouldn't have the number, but okay, yeah, but we do. I mean, we have.
You can't go to the clinic. You got to go to the hospital. Okay.
The clinic is
if you're living there, but if you're traveling, you've got to go to a VA hospital in Prescott. Okay. According to the 800 VA, Prescott, Arizona is the closest one, then Flagstaff.
Okay.
Okay, so this injection is possible. Are you taking new patients?
For my military, hell yeah. The only thing is I don't do those injections, you know. I don't. But give your information to the board op, and I can have my staff call you and figure out what you need, okay? And then any information we have on the VA, we'll give that to you as well. Huh?
And, okay, I'm going to go ahead and give that dog a kiss, okay? We call it doctors, like Lucy.
Please.
Thank you for your time, doctor.
Give the dog a kiss for me, too. Okay. All right. Stay on hold. All right. Justin will get your information. All right, guys. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. I can't tell you. When it comes to knees, I mean, just yesterday I was like sitting for maybe a period of 5 or 10 minutes, and that's all it took for it to get stiff. When you start to wear down your cartilage, which is that cushiony shock absorption between the knees, you know, there's only so much out there. These Synvisc or Monovisc type injections that we've been using are phenomenal. I'm hearing amazing results with it. But for some of you, You just need a new knee joint. And that's why we're seeing more and more knee replacements and hip replacements as well. So, you know, we're living longer, thank God, and we're bucking a lot of the heart attacks and we're bucking a lot of the cancer, but we are starting to outlive our joints. And, I mean, thank God these guys can do knee replacements. I mean, these orthopedists are heroes and they're such studs. We talked about the sexiest doctors out there. I know a lot of you guys think family doctors are radio hosts. No, we're like really low. Family doctors are never considered sexy, like pediatricians. Neurologists, they're never considered really sexy. You never see really a sexy neurologist. But orthopedic surgeons, at the top of the list. Surgeons came in like number one, but then when you dissected which surgeon, cardiothoracic, plastic, urogenital surgeon, orthopedic surgeon, sexiest doctors out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just an aside. It's science. Speaking of science, maybe not speaking of science, you know the World War II sailor guy that grabbed a woman when they found out that the war was over and kissed the woman? Unfortunately, he's died. Glenn McDuffie was 86 years old, died March 9th in a nursing home in Dallas. He was a mail carrier, a semi-professional baseball player. He had returned from World War II when all that exciting news came about and you know, he grabbed, it wasn't his girlfriend, he just grabbed a random nurse. And this was August 14th, 1945, and kissed. I guess the photographer was Alfred Eisenstadt. All right. And I guess the woman, you know, there was some concern where they tried to connect the man and the woman again, and the woman really didn't want to kiss him again. You know, remember they wanted to redo that. You know, it's probably one of the most iconic photographs from World War II, right? The end of World War II, absolutely amazing. And, he's been alive this whole time. Apparently he, let me see what else. I'm just trying to see. I want to give him, let me see. I guess we only figured out it was him about 6 years ago. Okay. Anyway, all right, I wish I had more exciting news. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry. I just love old history. So, okay, I'll get back to work. Let's talk about pap smears. I know. I've been on air now 41 minutes, and I haven't brought up any genitalia. All right, pap tests. Many people are saying, look, why do we have to do the pap smear test? Why don't we just check for HPV? Now, HPV is human papillomavirus. Human papillomavirus is the cause of cervical cancer, right? 99% of the time, they're saying now, okay? All right, we used to think smoking could do it. We used to think genetics, but we're finding HPV is the biggest culprit. So, many people suggest that, well, then why don't we just check the HPV, not do the pap smears, okay? Just do HPV testing. In fact, the new guidelines now for pap smears say when you're over 30, you can start cutting your pap smears back if you're doing the HPV DNA testing, okay? We'll talk about this really quickly because I know a lot of you guys don't want to get your pap smears. And then tinnitus, ringing in the ears, very interesting treatment. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows and subsequently
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items.
Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and receive 10% off your total purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Big shout out to one of my newest affiliates, News Talk 97.1 and 1240 WBCF in Florence, Alabama. We also have KNOX in Grand Forks, North Dakota, 1310 AM and 107.9 FM. Glad to have you guys. Thank you all. Current affiliates, will you please be nice to them? We got some new folks listening to the show. Be nice. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So basically, to put this other story to rest, many of you guys are going to hear that the FDA has unanimously recommended to do a particular HPV test rather than the pap smear. Okay? Now a lot of you guys are doing the dance going, yay, no more pap smears. I could just have the HPV test. Where are you going to take the swab from? You're going to do a blood test, doc? You're going to take it from the cheek? No, it's still a vaginal swab. All right? Don't be doing the dance. Okay? All right? So rather than the pap, where you're just getting the brush of the cells, they're going to do the HPV test from the brush. The committee voted unanimously to make the switch, which would allow the Roche Cobas test made by Roche. It's a test by Roche that detects the DNA of the human papillomavirus, right? They said that could be used alone as the primary evaluation for women 25 years and older. So now instead of the 30-year cutoff, it's the 25 years old and older. Although there are other HPV tests available, the Roche test detects two strains of the virus. And these two strains are found in 70% of all cervical cancers. Now, 12,000 women are diagnosed a year with cervical cancer. And unfortunately, this is something that could be very easily screened for with a pap smear. But because it's not an elbow or a knee, you really don't have people falling all over each other trying to come in and get that kind of a test done. You come up with a blood test HPV, I gotta tell you, we'll have women coming in every 3 months to get that checked. But still, vaginal swabs, people don't like to do it. And as, you know, in our new healthcare environment with Obamacare, how companies want to save money, insurance companies want to save money, everybody would love to jump on the bandwagon of you not having to go in to get your test. Trust me, if I could put off getting a pap smear for every 5 years, I would love that. But here's my problem, okay? You know, many times these recommendations say, look, if you're in a monogamous relationship, okay, monogamous meaning one love, okay, like if you're married, etc., right, you should not, you know, need to be, you are not at risk then for HPV. Well, that's true. I mean, if you're in a monogamous relationship and you're not sleeping around, yeah, the likelihood of you getting an STD is less. However, if you, let's say, are with somebody that you think you're monogamous with or that other person is not, what could they be giving you? Okay? And I find that very scary. I'm really, really nervous about somebody saying, oh, I've been with the same partner 5 years, I'm good. Well, you're good on your end, but what if they're giving you something? You know, we were talking about this the other day, how I can't tell you how many patients come in saying I've been cheated on, do my STD testing in the blood. And I go, somebody's got to swab you. You know, make sure you don't have HPV. And like, oh, I didn't think about that. Damn, all right, do that too. You know, it's pretty scary stuff. So I still am not 100% happy about the new guidelines saying we could put off the pap smears. I do like the idea of checking the DNA. I guess the more DNA that gets involved in our visits, I think the cooler, because it's a lot more specific. But keep in mind, you know, if you're having sex, you know, at age 14 and you want to put off having your pap smear till you're 21, can you please at least see somebody, all right, about STD checks? All right, about, you know, being evaluated for rape, coercion, et cetera, all right, being counseled on birth control. I really get frustrated that we're in a world right now where we're trying to push 14 and 15-year-old girls to not have to go to the doctor and be able to do whatever they need to over the counter, like buying a box of tampons. Okay? Having sex is a huge, comes with huge responsibility. And I think these 14-year-old girls, 13-year-old girls, 12-year-old girls need a good talking to. You know, I had delivered, I guess I had delivered a baby on, she was 11 years old holding the teddy bear. I told you guys about that. You know, I heard this kid screaming, mommy, mommy. So I tell the nurse, look, you got to get the kid out of there. It looks like I got to deliver the mom, because on the monitor you could tell, you know, mom was contracting pretty good. So I walk in there. No, mom's just sitting there next to the bed looking worried, and the baby, the girl, is sitting there ready to give birth. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. We got Patty on the line. Hey, Patty, how you doing?
Hi, Dr. Dolly. Thank you for everything you do, and thank you for continuing to fight Obamacare.
Anytime. Hey, that's an easy. That's easy, because no one likes it. Go ahead.
Well, I have lupus, and I don't want it. For the fellow called from Arizona, prior to Obamacare, so he's going to have to check, the rule was, if your provider could not provide what you needed, say heart surgery, you were allowed to go to another place. Here in Las Vegas, prior to Obamacare, lots and lots of people legitimately went to Mayo in Arizona. So he needs to check and see if that universal rule is still in effect.
Okay, for his knee pain.
Yeah, for his meniscal.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's good to know. That's good to know. I mean, it's a shame that there's all these rules and regulations. I mean, you know, you guys defended this country. We should be bending over backwards and making it easy. I mean, there should be no reason that he has to drive to Prescott or try to head back to San Diego and he can't come to Vegas. That's ridiculous. I mean, wherever you guys are in this beautiful country of ours, we should have people with open arms ready to take care of you. It makes no sense to me. I don't know how you guys put up with that.
Well, thank you.
No problem. Thank you. I didn't know you were still on there, and I was drinking my drink. All right. Thank you. I had a lemonade. I'm drinking lemonade, everybody. Sorry about that. Okay. You guys don't want to have to hear me swallow. Now, look, I'm thirsty. You know, it's hard to do a show and not be able to have. I have a water here. I need Dasani water, but the lemonade from Jack in the Box tastes better. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay. If I've spoken enough about Pap Smears, let's move on. Oh, speaking of water, by the way, I do have my Dasani water nearby, and many people urge, including myself, that you need to drink water to help lose weight, okay? Water, if you fill up with water, it'll help you lose weight. Well, one nutrition expert says, no, that's not true. Dr. Beth Kitchen at the University of Alabama has stated that drinking water is not in her kitchen. No. She says drinking water is not a magical key to weight loss. There is very little evidence that drinking water promotes weight loss. It's one of those self-perpetuating myths. Okay, just hold the phone. Okay, this is what happens when you get too much science involved. Nobody ever says that if you drink the water, you'll lose weight. However, we forget the most powerful thing to a weight loss plan is placebo. If you think that carrot is going to fill you up, if you think drinking water is going to fill you up, there could be a 50% chance that that works. And as long as you don't have congestive heart failure or weak kidneys, why not drink about 8 to 10 glasses of water a day? Especially, I live in Las Vegas, and we get very, very dehydrated out here. So, does actually drinking water cause you to lose weight? No. Okay, water doesn't cause you to lose weight. However, substituting water for a lemonade, substituting water for a Coca-Cola, maybe drinking a glass of water when you're in a grocery store and hungry, maybe that'll help you with a little bit of the food cravings. I think it does work. Yes, it's anecdotally. No, I don't have a cross-sectional meta-analysis, double-blind placebo study for you. I don't. But if, for those of you guys that have noticed that you lost weight, when I did Weight Watchers in the 80s, they told us to drink plenty of water. It worked. It worked. Okay? So, true. There may not be science behind it. Now, what is cool is there's science behind the five-second rule. We talked about this on the show earlier this week, where if you drop food on the carpet, it seems to have less germs than if you drop it on linoleum. So we were talking about the five-second rule. Okay, still don't eat food on the floor, but that was still cool nonetheless. All right, guys, have a great rest of the day. Go to drdahlia.com and please help kids fight blood cancer.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
It's time to get your green on with the Great Green Sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th,
Cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.